Sometimes the lowest lows come after the highest highs. Sometimes God's voice can be clearly heard over the clatter of life, while other times his still small voice can be drowned out by the noise around us or within us. The prophet Elijah experienced this in his own life. Elijah was a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel. He lived at a time when most of the Israelites, led by their wicked king Ahab and the even more wicked queen Jezebel, worshipped the idol Baal. Elijah had confronted King Ahab about his idolatry, but to no avail. So he went directly to the people, as seen in 1 Kings 18, verses 20 through 24. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let them choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God." Then all the people said, "What you say is good." Elijah tried to get the people to worship God instead of Baal. The people seemed to enjoy the sinful pleasures of idolatry more than the worship of God. Elijah allowed the prophets of Baal to go first, preparing their sacrifice and praying for Baal to answer by fire. Of course, Baal didn't answer. Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord that was torn down. He took 12 stones, one for each tribe of Israel, and used those stones to rebuild the altar in the name of the Lord. God answered Elijah's prayer with fire from heaven that consumed the sacrifice. He will help us too if we will ask him. The people of Israel said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." And they put the prophets of Baal to death. Elijah won a great battle. Queen Jezebel was not impressed, though. She vowed to kill Elijah because he caused the death of her prophets. According to 1 Kings 19:3, Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. He ran south into the desert regions, and after a 40-day journey, ended up at Mount Horeb, another name for Mount Sinai, where he spent the night in a cave. In verse 9, God asked, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then the Lord said to him again, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" Elijah learned that God doesn't always speak to us in loud, powerful ways. Lots of times, he likes to speak to us when we are quiet. When we are at church or at other events, we can't always concentrate on what God is trying to tell us. But when we are by ourselves in the quiet of our own homes, we can fully concentrate on God and what he is trying to tell us. As Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Some of you here may remember my grandmother, Alice Lester. For a time, we shared an apartment together, and I saw Grandma prayed a lot in silence. We would be watching TV, and I would say something about the program we were watching. When she didn't answer me, I would turn, and she would have her head bowed with her hands folded. She was in prayer. Other times, she would go off to her room at night before I went to bed. I would think of something I wanted to ask her, and I would find her in prayer. She spent a lot of time in prayer by herself. She believed in private prayer at home, but she also believed that prayer was important at church. During communion, she would have her head bowed, spending time with the Lord in prayer. She didn't believe in talking in church, especially during communion. My brother and I were taught as children the importance of prayer. We learned about prayer in Sunday school and vacation Bible school, and all the activities for kids we had at church. At home, we prayed before every meal, and we prayed in public when we went to restaurants as well. I know that when I go to God in prayer, I want to be by myself, especially if I have a special need or prayer that I need God to answer. I prefer to be by myself so I can give him 100% of my attention. There are times if you are at a convention or a conference with your church that they may have a prayer for everyone, and that is okay. Some people think that you have to be in a large group of people to listen to God's guidance or to listen for an answer to a prayer. That is not true. You don't have to be in a large group of people praying at the same time for God to hear you. You don't even have to pray out loud. God has very good ears. You don't even have to speak. You can just whisper, or you can think your prayer, and he will hear you. If we are looking for God's guidance in a situation, it is best to do it in a quiet and humble way, with a quiet and humble heart. Elijah was looking for God's voice in powerful ways instead of looking for his guidance in calm and quiet times. God was showing him that the noisy times aren't always the best. People in Jesus' time who liked to pray on street corners in front of a whole lot of people were only trying to make a show of their praying and they weren't concerned about their prayer to God. They were only concerned with how they looked in front of other people. But Jesus said in Matthew 6:6, "But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." When I pray, I prefer to pray in private. I have learned to pray in church or on the phone or in other places too. There is nothing wrong with this. We can bless others in these ways. But praying alone gives you a more intimate time with God in prayer. People who pray in front of a bunch of people just to be seen by them are just showing off. They are thinking only about themselves and how they look in front of others. Prayer is not a performance. It is a conversation between God and His child. Prayer does not require certain words or phrases, being able to speak in front of people or anything like that. In fact, in order to hear God's quiet voice, we may need to quiet ourselves, to turn down the volume of the noise around us and within us. We may need to slow down, to spend time with God in private, and to really listen to what He has to say. Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak today. I thank you for Scott for helping me construct this message. And I pray that you would help me in my prayer life. I know that my prayer life is far from perfect. And I just pray that you would help me to strengthen my prayer life. And I thank you again for this message this morning, and I pray that everything that I said this morning will bring honor and glory to you. And I pray everything in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.